Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. You guys, does anybody keep up with the going-ons of that that Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl game? Anybody keep up with that? My friends do in the Discord we all congregate in. They linked a new trailer for Garfield. Apparently they're releasing Garfield as a new character. I mean, that's pretty cool, dude. But I mean, is anyone even still playing this game anymore? And I'm not trying to like dig at the game or anything, man. I've got no problem with it. But like, is there even like a population of a player base for this game still? To be honest, after like the first week of its release, I didn't hear a peep from All-Stars Brawl, dude. Seriously. And it's weird because there was so much hype around the game. There was so much talk about this new potential Smash rival. And now it's out, and it's been out for a good bit of time now. And now no one's really talking about it. Like, I don't know how it's doing numbers-wise, like on YouTube or Twitch or whatever, dude. I don't really keep up with it, but like even on Twitter, man, where stuff like that just sort of appears on my feed, I haven't seen a lick of anything All-Stars Brawl related, dude. Seriously. Now, like I said, those types of games aren't really my cup of tea. They just aren't my cup of tea, dude. I'm terrible at them. I tried to get good at like Smash Bros. Smash 4, when it came out, I tried my hardest to get good at that game, to try and compete with my friends at an even level. I tried. I truly did. I dedicated a whole bunch of time, but it just never worked. I just never got any better, dude. It's unfortunate. I'm just not good at those types of little party fighting games, you know what I mean? So when I saw that All-Stars Brawl was coming out, I didn't really, you know, I was like, oh, well, okay, I guess it looks cool, I suppose, but yeah, it's gonna be a staunch powerful pass from me. And it came out and I'm like, yeah, good thing I passed on this nonsense. I'm looking at the gameplay, dude. I'm witnessing the sheer nonsense these people are doing with some of these characters. I'm like, oh my God, dude, what is this garbage? Jesus Christ. Like the nonsense, dude. People were using, what's his name? Michelangelo, the Ninja Turtle. Oh my God. It seemed like the Ninja Turtles were like the most OP characters I have ever seen in my entire life. Both of them. They only had Leonardo and Michelangelo in the game. And my God, dude, it was ridiculous. They hit you once, they lock you in a combo, and you're just dead. There's nothing you can do. You're just dead, dude. Holy Christ. I'm actually relieved I did not buy that game, because I know if I did, I would have lost my mind. I would have absolutely lost my mind, dude. The sheer absolute zero to death combos that are in that game, incredible. Absolutely incredible. Man, you know what I also found weird? What's that one character? I was thinking about that. Yeah. How are they going to add Helga from Hey Arnold, but not Arnold himself? What kind of nonsense is that? Wait. Literally. How are they going to add Helga from Hey Arnold, but not Arnold? Are you serious? What was the reasoning there? Is it because, like, are they trying to say, like, Arnold isn't really, like, a fighter? Is that it? His character is not, like, a fighter? What kind of garbage? Dude, you, Lincoln Loud, what about him screams fighting champion? What about him screams fighting warlord? Nigel Thornberry, for Christ's sake, dude. What in God's name do you see in this man that leads you to believe he has more fighting ability than Arnold from Hey Arnold, dude? How are you gonna do my boy Arnold like that, dude? I love Hey Arnold, And when I saw Helga being included in the game, but not Arnold? What? Dude, that's some nonsense, man. That I don't understand. Maybe they had a reason. Maybe they had a valid reason. I don't know. I didn't really do much research. I just saw the roster and I noticed Helga was in it, but not Arnold. I just thought that was odd. I just thought that was very weird. You know, they also should have added the babies from Rugrats, dude. Seriously, how you not gonna add the babies, man? Well, you don't want people going around punting babies across the stage, man. You know what they should have used? They should have used their all grown up version. You remember that show? The Rugrats spinoff when they were like teenagers or whatever, or just older than what they were. They could have used that version of them. That was on Nickelodeon. That was an actual show on Nickelodeon too. They could have used that. I mean, if you don't want us drop kicking babies into the next realm of existence, then use their aged up version so we feel less bad about it. But trust me, I would not have felt bad about that. Are you kidding me, dude? Good Lord, you never pass up on a valid opportunity to punt a baby in a video game, of course. They're not in real life. I'm not a psychopath. In a video game, you could have used their all grown up version, man. Seriously, how are you going to add Reptar? Dude, come on, man. You could have added Angelica. You're going to add Helga, but not Angelica? Just use her aged up version, man. That's all you got to do. It's just odd. Some of their character choices are a little bit strange. The only one that really bothers me is the fact that they added Helga but not Arnold. That one like actually genuinely kind of, it just doesn't sit right with me. It just doesn't make any sense. And they better not add Arnold as what's the word for it? I guess DLC, but I don't think their little DLCs are paid. I think they're just free little updates. They better not make him a free update character, man. He should have been in the base game. If you're not going to add him in the base game, don't even add him, man. That's disrespectful. That is absolutely disrespectful that you have a Hey Arnold representative that isn't even Arnold. What is that? That doesn't make any sense, man. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Like, bro, how are you going to add, what's her name? What's the girl's name? The girl reporter in that game from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh my God, I forgot her name, dude. April? April, that's her name. April. How are you going to add April? I don't want to play as April, man. Just add the other Ninja Turtles. Are you kidding me? Add Raphael. Add Donatello. Add Master Splinter. Add Master Splinter. If two turtles were enough, and maybe they didn't want to get... Maybe it was kind of hard to differentiate the turtles and make them more unique. Maybe they were just too similar to each other, and having all four of them would be a little bit of a mess. They would all seem the same. Then just add Master Splinter, dude. I don't want to play as April O'Neil. Who in God's name? Dude, who in the world? Who in the world wants to play as April O'Neil, man? Seriously, like you walk up to a random person, you walk up to them and say, hey, there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game coming out pretty soon. Who do you want to play as in that game? They're either going to say, oh, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, or Raphael, or Master Splinter, dude. Good Lord. They're going to say one of those characters, or even what's his name? The dude with the hockey mask, the sport master guy, Casey or some nonsense, dude. They're going to say that. No one's going to say April O'Neil, man. Seriously, what kind of garbage? Dude, that would have been sick to play as Master Splinter. Oh, my God. I can't believe they just threw that away, man. Master Splinter. Oh, no. But instead, we got April O'Neil. Dude, I've got nothing against April O'Neil, man. I just feel like there's a few more cooler characters that could have taken that spot, you know? It's just a little bit strange to me. Just a wee bit. I don't know, man. But still, it's that game. And you guys remember that game, Splitgate? Splitgate Arena Warfare? I think they just rebranded to just Splitgate now, actually, though. You remember that game? Everyone was talking about it. There were so many people playing that game that, like, it took hours to even be able to log into the game because the queue was so massive. And their servers were not prepared enough for that sheer amount of volume. And you literally just had to sit there and wait for hours on end to be able to get in and play the game. Remember that game? Splitgate. That was just a few months ago, dude. Just a few months ago. What happened to it? What happened to it? It's like the same deal. This is its second release. I played Splitgate when it was called Splitgate Arena Warfare, like a couple years ago. I don't know if that was last year or the year before, but they released that. And I guess that was like the beta version of it. And then it just sort of fell off the face of the earth. A lot of people were playing it when it first came out. It was talked about, not as much as its second go around. But I mean, it was being streamed by a lot of big streamers on Twitch. It was being played on YouTube and whatnot, dude. But then it just fell off. It just disappeared. No one was playing it. No one cared about it anymore. Then they come back this year, new and improved. Whole bunch of people playing it. Whole bunch of people talking about it. Now, where is it? Who's still playing it? Who's still talking about it? Is there still a big player base for it? I don't know, man. I don't know. I haven't played that game in a while. I know it's kind of dead on Twitch. I'm pretty sure it's pretty dead on Twitch, dude. What happened to these games? These games that people hype up into oblivion, and then it just falls off the face of the planet. It's like no one's ever heard of it, dude. Good lord. I thought Splitgate was going to be here to stay, like going to become like a staple in the gaming world, kind of like Fortnite or some nonsense, dude. Definitely not on like the level of Fortnite. Fortnite is kind of in a league of its own right now, man. But I just thought it'd be like a name that people would instantly recognize when they hear it, like Fortnite. But now it's just gone. What happened to it, dude? Good lord. I don't think it's as dead. Let's say dead. It's not dead. It's not a dead game, but that's just what I'm going to say. I don't think it's as dead as like All-Stars Brawl. I think All-Star Brawl really fell off because I'm pretty sure there's like a pro league for Splitgate. I'm pretty sure there's a pro league for it. And who knows, maybe that draws in a lot of viewers and a lot of players, a lot of attention to Splitgate. But I don't know, man. I don't know how often that pro league goes on, how often it appears, and how often it, you know, people participate in it. So I don't know, man. Splitgate is really fun too. It's a shame because it's a really good game. It's a really good game. It's very fun, very very competitive. My God, I was playing that game, man. And very angry at some people, dude. It brings out a dark side within me, unfortunately, man. But like, it's a very competitive game. I dig it a lot. It's really fun. I've been trying to get into the new Halo game that came out, Halo Infinite. You know, since that one's free to play, but my computer is finally starting to like really show its age. I got this computer all the way back in 2017, dude, which doesn't seem that long ago, but that was like, what, like 5 years ago now? 6 years ago? I'm terrible at math, dude. It's one of those. I got it back in 2017, man, and like when I first got it, this thing is awesome. This thing is great. It's running everything just fine. Now we're in 2021, man. It's struggling a bit. That's another reason why I haven't been playing as many games. It's because my computer it's not cutting it anymore. You know what I mean? It's just not being able. It's just not succeeding in its job at playing games efficiently and smoothly is the best way I can say it, dude. Good Lord, I love my computer. This is the very first computer I've ever owned. But unfortunately, it's starting to show its age, dude. It's a little rough. Like, there's a game I've been wanting to play called Escape from Tarkov. That game looks really fun. That game literally looks like everything I want in a game. I love those types of nice, kind of slow pace, but more methodical types of games. Those tactical shooters, I like that. I really like that. But I'm just looking at it, and you can just tell my computer would not be able to run this game, dude. That's a reason I put it off, because what, I'm going to buy the game and stutter my way through it the entire time, man? When I buy the game, I want to be able to enjoy the game in a nice, smooth experience. I don't want to be, you know, looking at a slideshow, you know what I mean? So that's another reason I just haven't been enjoying as many games. I haven't been playing as many games. Older games are just fine and dandy. There's no problem. But like newer games, like I wanted to play Cyberpunk. I wanted to play Escape from Tarkov, stuff like that, dude. The new Halo game, it's hard to run that game. I'm stuttering a lot. It's not my internet connection or anything. I'm just dropping frames a lot. Even with my settings as low as they can possibly go, dude, this computer is just, it's struggling. So when I'm finally able to procure another computer, oh boy, the streams are coming back. They're coming back in full force, dude. That's also like why I haven't been streaming. My computer literally struggles trying to stream and play games at the same time. It's impossible, dude. It's impossible. I can play games like Roblox or some nonsense, or like Minecraft, but like any other normal AAA game, dude, it's just not working. Streaming and playing a game like that, I'm losing mad frames while streaming. The game is stuttering on Twitch. You can barely see what's going on because it looks like a slideshow. So it's just like, okay, there's no point. Let's just wrap it up, and hopefully in the future I can just get a new computer and I'll be able to stream stuff properly and efficiently. But that was my plan this year, dude. I was gonna get a new computer. I literally placed the order for a computer. For I was gonna have someone build a computer, dude. But my God, they didn't get back. They never got back with me. I never got any updates. I never got anything. 3 months. 3 months passed. 3 months passed before I finally said, okay, all right, give me my refund. I'm tired of waiting. I'm done. So they gave me my refund. That was the first I had heard of them, dude. When I asked for my refund, they were like, I'm sorry to see you go. Here you go. And I'm like, what the? Dude, where were you the past 3 months of me trying to get into contact with you, trying to see, hey, what's up? Yeah, is my computer being built? Can I get an ETA update? Nope, no word from him, dude. So I thought I just got scammed out of my mind. So no, I got my money back at least. But that was my plan, to get a new computer, and I was gonna spend that money I just got refunded to buying another one. But you know, life got in the way. I had some automobile failure, and I had to divert that money from my computer to the car, so I could get to and from work. My transmission was shot, dude. I had to get a whole new transmission. So there goes the funds I had for my computer just went right to the transmission. So I mean, in a way, if you really think about it, in a way, the fact that those people never got back with me with that computer and I got my refund back and I didn't get the computer kind of saved me, in that I was able to afford the transmission for my car, because like getting to and from work is a whole lot more important than being able to play video games for me, dude. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. What am I apologizing for? What am I saying sorry for? That's just, it is how it is, dude. It is how it is. I needed to be able to get to and from work, right? And, you know, get around. So if they would have taken that money and I had gotten my computer and I had already spent the money, I would not have been able to afford my transmission. I wouldn't have been able to afford it, dude. Because literally, like, just like the very next week after I got my refund, I got slapped with that hard transmission failure, dude. I'm just driving down the road, and all of a sudden, my car just doesn't want to shift gears anymore. It doesn't want to change gears, and I'm limping my car all the way back home, dude. So it was rough. So, I mean, if you really think about it, it was kind of a good thing that, you know, I wasn't able to get the computer. Unfortunately, the transmission got in the way. I was going to get another computer, though, dude. So maybe next year, once I saved up a few more dollars, I can finally get the computer I want. A nice, beefy computer that'll be able to run games at a nice high quality while also being able to stream them without it looking like a slideshow. That is my dream. That is my hope. That is my longing, to be able to stream a game that I want to play, a game that I'm interested in, efficiently and beautifully. I want it to look good. I want it to run good. I want my experience from what I'm seeing on my monitor, I want it to look smooth. I want it to look good. That's all I ask for, dude. Right now, I can stream, but like the only games I can really stream is like Roblox or Minecraft. And holy God, I'm so tired of Roblox. Jesus Christ. That's why, like, my past few streams, well, more than a few, were just Roblox streams. Just Roblox, 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 Roblox. I don't even like Roblox that much, dude, but that was like the only game. That was the only game my computer could run and stream at the same time. That and like Minecraft. And Minecraft is fun, but like I got so bored of it. I got so tired of like doing the same thing. Roblox is good because, you know, there's a whole bunch of, you know, games that people make. And it has a bit more longevity, at least for me, than Minecraft. But holy God, I got so tired of Roblox, man. I got so tired of it. Jesus Christ. It attracted such a terrible viewer audience, whatever. It attracted such a bad audience, man. Good Lord. Every time I played Roblox, my chat was just terrible, dude. Like, you could tell the age range of the people that were in my chat. Like, Jesus Christ, I was so tired of streaming Roblox, dude. So I was just like, okay, I'm done. I'd rather not stream at all than play more Roblox and be subjected to the nonsense currently going on in my chat. Jesus Christ, dude. It was pretty terrible. So hopefully sometime next year, I'll have enough funds accumulated to be able to buy a new computer, and then I can get back into the streaming game, dude. I can get back in there, finally dedicate some time to really growing my Twitch, because that was my original plan before, dude. Well, I guess first it was YouTube, then Twitch, and then back to YouTube, then back to Twitch, and now podcasting. Jesus. Oh, wait. No, I forgot TikTok. I forgot. That was so short-lived, though. It's hardly even worth mentioning, dude. But I guess the cycle went from YouTube to Twitch, then back to YouTube, then Twitch, then TikTok, and then podcasting, dude. It was pretty crazy. Jesus Christ. What's the next thing I'm going to try, man, huh? What's the next thing I'm going to do? Good Lord. I don't know, man. Christ. But I think that's going to do it for me today. I tried something a bit more different this episode. If you are an avid listener of this podcast, you might have noticed like a different change. Well, a change in the tone of this podcast in this episode. I tried just talking. Normally how I do these podcasts before I start recording, I think about topics. Like, I might write down topics, and then on the computer screen, I look at topics to like remind myself, oh yeah, let's talk about this now. Let's talk about this. This time I didn't do that. I just shot from the hip. Whatever came to my mind at this very moment, let's talk about it, dude. So that's what happened. And it worked pretty good, dude. Flowed pretty well, I thought. I like it. We'll keep trying these shoot the the shit type of podcast. You know what I mean? That's the best way I can describe it. But that's going to do it for me today, dude. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to hold on. Hold on a second. I almost forgot. We got to recommend a song. You thought I was going to forget. Well, I guess I almost did forget, but I didn't fully. The song we're going to recommend on this day is... It is... Hold on, I gotta find a good one. I gotta find a banger. Why do they keep getting rid of Brain Power on Spotify? They keep making it unavailable to play. What's up with that song, dude? What's going on there? What's going on with that song? Jesus Christ, I have it in my playlist and it's just constantly grayed out. You can't play it. And that happens all the time. It gets grayed out, then it comes back to being able to be played, and then it gets grayed out again. What is going on with that song? Jesus Christ. Let's see if we can find a song. We are going to recommend Laser Raptor 3D by Grail Knights. This is a beautiful song. It's an absolutely glorious, magnificent banger of a song, dude. Laser Raptor 3D by Grail Knights. Enjoy it. It's a really good song. That's all I can say about it, dude. It's just a solid banger of a tune. But that's gonna do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to like, follow, subscribe to this podcast, whatever your option is. Hook me up, share this podcast on social media, and once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. You'll see a link down there that'll take you to Anchor's website. You can use that site to send in a voice clip using your microphone, using your phone, whatever you got. You can send in a question. You can send in a topic you want us to discuss. Who's us? I mean, me. You can send in a topic you want me to dude, I'm dying, man. I'm dying. You want me to discuss, and we'll see how it goes. Just all I ask is that whatever clip you send in, just make sure it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And I will see you all later. Goodbye.